This is Passport to Texas. The military, corporate America, and sports teams all depend on good recruiting, something they have in common with the endangered Atwater's prairie chicken.
Historically, this bird went through periods of time when a population would be devastated, and it would then recruit from neighboring populations.
But they've had to change their recruiting tactics, says Mark Klim, adopt a prairie chicken program coordinator.
Today, those recruits have to come from the zoos.
Development destroyed the prairie chicken's coastal habitat, reducing its population from 1 million birds at the turn of the 20th century to just 90 animals today, and that's up from an all-time low of 40 in 2005. Currently, three small populations are being maintained in the wild.
The bird is being reproduced for release. We are confident we have enough birds that we can maintain these three populations now that we have in the wild. But there are biologists out there working with landowners every day trying to get land back in condition, and we've got a number of landowners just waiting and asking for release of the birds.
Klim maintains the Atwater's prairie chicken will continue to rebound and not go quietly into that good night.
We frequently get email and calls asking when we expect this bird to go extinct. We don't expect it to go extinct. This is going to be another good news story.
Learn about the Adopt a Prairie Chicken program at PassportToTexas.org. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.